we've got some calendar options for next school year that we're looking at, and today's a good day to bring this up because midnight tonight is the deadline for a survey. If people want to go online to BryanISD.org and look in the news items, there's a link there to the three calendar options that we're looking at for next year. And then there's a survey they can take, they can indicate their preference, and they can submit comments if they want to. So once we get the results in, we've got some other meetings set up with some other groups of staff, and then the board will adopt one of those calendars at one of their March meetings.
Bonus question, if you happen to know, what's the primary differences between the three choices?
Well, there's some slight differences. The start date is the same on two of them, August 22nd. One of them has a start date of August 24th. The differences come in with do we take Labor Day or not? Do we give 3 days at Thanksgiving or just two? There's a little bit of leeway here and there that we can have, but we know we have the same number of days to work with regardless. One thing that's a little different this year, which leads into the second thing I was going to talk about, is that we are participating again in the optional flexible year program. And this is a program that allows students who pass all their TACs, all their core classes, and then they have no more than 9 absences, they get to finish school earlier. This year, they will finish on May 19th. So students who don't meet those criteria will continue another 10 days. So for this next calendar year, we're looking at splitting up those 10 days. This will be the first time we've done this. So all three calendar options will have 5 of the OFP days at the end of the Christmas holiday, so going into January, and then 5 at the end of the school year. So those are just some different things that come up on the calendar.
And again, those calendar choices are now available.
They are online, BryanISD.org. If you look on the main page over on the left side, there's a news item that says calendar options available. Click that, you can look at the three options, and then there's a link to go to the survey and take the survey. So that's what we want people to do.
All right. Next.
This is a little early, and I will say it again the next time I come. On February 26th, we are hosting the Texas Color Guard Circuit Competition at Bryan High School. If you've never been to one of these, it's really an interesting thing. We'll have 77 Color Guard and Indoor Drumline teams from all around Texas, and they'll be there for the competition. And the Color Guard, I think I've mentioned this before, most people are familiar with the groups that have the flags at football teams, but they have a whole nother aspect to the Color Guard. They have a competitive season. It's lots of props. This year, for example, the Bryan High group is choreographing a routine in memory of the Oklahoma City bombing. So they have actually had chairs constructed that are identical to the chairs at the memorial. And while the students are learning the routine to go along with this tribute, they learn about the history behind this event. And they've got a competition in Dallas, I think, later in the spring, and they're going to take a side trip to the Oklahoma City Memorial. So it's a learning experience for them, too. But that's February 26th, so I just wanted to tell people about that. And then, because the weather's been on everybody's minds, we will have to make up that bad weather day that we missed last week. And the state allows you, they will only grant a waiver if you have 2 consecutive days. Anything less than that, you've got to make up. So we've got 2 choices. We can either make it up on Good Friday or May 20th. And I don't know which day it will be. I know which one everybody's leaning towards. So, but I can't speak for the board. I don't know which one they'll choose. But we will have to make that day up.
The board will have the final say on that.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And speaking of the board, the filing for school board positions begins on Monday. We have 2 positions that will be up for election. David Stasny's position, which is an at-large position, that one he will be up for re-election if he chooses to run again. Then Pat Shields, our board president, that single member, District 2, both of their terms expire. So those positions will be open for filing. And if anyone's interested in filing, they have until March 14th.
And how do they go about doing that?
They need to come to the administration building at 101 North Texas Avenue and pick up a packet and then return it by the deadline.
All right. clock says I need to say bye-bye. Anything else?
Quick note, Rutter girls basketball, they're in first place in district. They're undefeated. They've got a playoff game next Tuesday, February 15th, at Fairfield. Tentatively, the time is 7 p.m. There's another game taking place around the same time, so that time might get changed. But if they go to our website, navigate through to the Rutter Athletic page, they'll find current information there.
Terrific. Again, Sandy Ferris, Bryan Independent School District with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.